When voters go to the polls in November, they'll be helping to set the direction of U.S. foreign policy for another 4 years. The battle of ideas is already well underway in print. For example, two new books lay out competing visions for the future of America's role in the world. Malcolm Brown reports.
At its most basic, the foreign policy choice facing voters is whether to back President Bush's approach or listen to those who say it's a disaster.
2004 is not an ordinary election. It's a referendum on the Bush doctrine. The future of the world hangs in the balance.
Financier and philanthropist George Soros has made the removal of the Bush administration and the rejection of its policies his central project this year. The billionaire is putting his money where his mouth is by giving millions of dollars to anti-Bush groups.
If we re-elect Bush in 2004, we endorse the Bush doctrine, and we will have to live with the consequences. We shall be regarded with widespread hostility, and terrorists will be able to count on many sympathizers throughout the world.
In a book titled The Bubble of American Supremacy, the Hungarian-born American demands that what he calls the Bush Doctrine be replaced with a more cooperative approach. George Soros is highly critical of the war in Iraq and the doctrine of preemptive action which underpinned it.
Underlying the Bush Doctrine is the belief that international relations are relations of power, not law, and that international law merely serves to ratify what the use of power has wrought.
So the Soros book demands a profound reconsideration. It calls for a collective approach to security without embracing what is described as uncritical multilateralism. George Soros argues that the US should use force only when all other options have failed.
I'm not opposed to the use of military force. I advocated in the case of Bosnia and Kosovo. I supported the invasion of Afghanistan. But I drew the line on the unilateral action against Iraq. Military force should be used as a last resort and not as a means of asserting our supremacy and imposing our will on the world.
But somewhere toward the other end of the political spectrum are those who strongly support the Bush administration's foreign policy and want it extended.
We regard the evil of terrorism as a challenge for this generation in a way that fascism and communism were challenges for the generation before.
David Frum is a former speechwriter for President Bush who's co-written a book called An End to Evil. His co-author is the hawkish Richard Perle, who's often portrayed as the leading light of the so-called neoconservative movement. Their book sets out a blueprint for the next stage of the war on terror. Internationally, the authors call for the US to consider withdrawing from the United Nations. They also strongly support the doctrine of preemption. Richard Perle says the UN must update its charter to enshrine the right of a nation to take military action in the face of an imminent terrorist threat.
And unless the UN is reoriented and reformed to comprehend and appreciate the necessity of acting in a timely fashion, we are going to find ourselves in difficulty with the United Nations.
Citing the danger of terrorist-implicated states acquiring nuclear weapons, Frum and Perle single out Iran and North Korea. They argue that the U.S. should help Iranians to get rid of their government. On the Korean Peninsula, they say that if Pyongyang can't be persuaded to give up its nuclear program, then it should be blockaded and American troops put on a war footing.
I don't see how we can possibly rule out the use of force to deprive them of a nuclear weapon that might otherwise one day be detonated on our territory.
According to Richard Perle, the U.S. should also reassess some old alliances, such as those with France and Saudi Arabia.
It's time that we began to think of countries that have been our allies in a more detached and objective way. Some of them we can work with and should work with, but there are others that I think we have to be properly critical of.
Of course, the coming election will not be a referendum on these two books, but they do provide a foretaste of foreign policy debates to come when the campaign proper gets underway. For Common Ground, I'm Malcolm Brown in Washington.